Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Hara scores. Manning moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Bonds scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Cox moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Serum now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball towards center. Manning catches it and throws to first to double up Landreau. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonds hits a line drive towards the mound. Serum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreau scores. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley strikes out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Holley now pitching. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.